Next case, please.
The next application is 11,723. Richard Blitz Jr. seeks a variance to reduce the front yard and rear yard setback, okay. Section 115-42B, 115-182D, and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Hickory Manor Road, approximately 688 feet west of Vines Creek Road. The 911 address is 31685 Hickory Manor Road, Frankfort. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 21. Specifically, they are requesting an 8.4-foot variance from the front and a 14.4-foot variance from the front for the garage. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Mr. Secretary.
It's Junior.
Mr. Secretary. You saved me. I was home.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. In 1994, me and my wife had the home built. Lived there the whole time. The builder is no longer in business, of course. It's over 20 years now. Wife passed away in 2013, decided to sell the home. In between this time, I've had other permits issued on the property for a fence and I think a shed. Got my C of O, everything was finalized. Thought nothing was wrong. People that wanted to purchase the home, their lawyer contacted me and told me I was in violation. Knew nothing about it. I always thought just everything was just fine. That's why I'm here today. Tell you the truth. I didn't know nothing about it. The home is built. The porch was not an add-on. It was built when the house was built. I'm asking for the minimum of what I need to qualify for to be a, I mean, to have everything legal. That's about all I have to tell you the truth. This was a big shock to me, to tell you the truth.
Really? Well, I'll see if we've got any questions for you, sir.
Yes.
You, Mr. Rick?
Did you get a CO for the garage, too? A certificate of compliance for the garage?
If you're facing the home, yeah. The shed, I call it a shed, it's got a garage door on it.
Okay.
That was built the same time the home was built, yes.
And your answer to that is yes.
Yes, yes.
You do have a...
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was all, that was supposed to be all one deal.
Okay.
Now, if you're facing the home and you look to the left of it, that shed was put in later and it was in violation at one time, but I've since then had it moved in off the 10-foot line and all that.
The staff would note that the fee was waived, so certificate of occupancies or compliance were issued.
Were issued? Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, everything. I thought I was in compliance of everything, to tell you the truth.
Sure.
Even the people that dropped the shed off, dropped it off in the wrong spot, and I just honestly didn't pay no mind to it. I thought it was legal and safe. And,
okay. Thank you.
But since I've noticed that it was in the boundaries, I had it moved to where it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Any further?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No questions.
Mr. Nelson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no questions?
I guess just one.
Oh.
I notice here you've got, it looks to me like your property line in the front yard to Hickory Manor Road, there looks like there's a pretty significant difference there between the edge of the paving.
Yeah, that's it's always been tarred and chipped over the years since I've lived there. And one year the pavement will be on my property and or closer to, because I got a row of flowers there in the front. It all depends how they tar and chip the road. It's not blacktop, it's always been tar and chipped. And that was really whatever the state.
Well, did. I guess the question I got is, how far from the edge of the paving to your front property line would you say that is? 10 feet or so?
I don't know if it'd be quite that much, but it would be at least 5 or 6 feet. I'm okay. Sure.
All right.
I really don't know.
Thank you.
Is someone else buying this house? Is that how you
It's
discovered
under contract. It is under contract. That's how I found out about all this.
That's how you found out about it.
Their lawyer called me.
The bank asked you to get a...
Well, their attorney had contacted me and told me that Mr. Blitz...
To make sure the property is clean, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's how you discovered it.
That's how I discovered it, yes, sir.
All right, thank you. No other questions.
I thought everything was good.
Any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant certainly has presented in evidence the a survey that is showing all the adjustments that need to be made on the garage and on the porch, which was in his testimony was he received a certificate of compliance from the county, which included the garage and the dwelling, I understand. So this would, he's been under the impression that he, this building was in the compliance all these years. So the property, the uniqueness of the property is certainly, you can take a look at that, and I don't know what you would call that, but it's
it's different.
Different, right, that's good, different. It's a good word. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship hasn't been created by the applicant. He's been under the impression all these years that it's been in compliance.
I've had other permits issued on top of this, and if I was in violation, I should never have been had any
right.
permits.
Okay. And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford him relief.
Yeah.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,723. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Work?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,723 is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.